نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, beloved youth, and our international Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, Akthiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night of Friday and the day of Friday. So therefore, we read abundant durood sharif. What is the meaning of durood sharif, my brothers? When you analyze the word durood and you go into the philology of it, you study Farsi, Persian, so then you will come to know that there is a farmer, for example, in Iran or Iraq and so forth, where they speak Farsi. So in a case like that, what would happen? This person was expecting a bumper crop, a bumper harvest. And then he would sell that crop at maximum price in minimum time. So he would make a maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So what we should be doing, we read abundant durood sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we receive the optimum reward on this night and tomorrow and in the year after. Ulama have written, when we read salawat, salutations, durood sharif, it is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. So imagine what the great honor it is for us. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Himself states, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Ay iman walo, O you who believe, send salawat and salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is two commandments, so we say, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for tonight, my honorable brothers and listeners, is the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and the awliyaullah rahimahumullah. Tonight we discuss Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ardah. Wa ma adraka man Umar? Who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an? Sab aaye Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came into Islam. Umar didn't come on his own. He was requested to come. So imagine, my brothers, what is the rank of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an? It is in Makkah Mukarrama. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission has started. And the opposition is also at its peak. And slowly, slowly, some Sahaba had entered the fold of Islam. We go to the sixth year of the mission. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak, age is 46 at that time. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is wielding a sword. He meets Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. Aina turid ya Umar, where are you going? Na Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naqli kufr, kufr nabashid. He said, I'm going and I want to assassinate Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forbid. Sa'ad ibn Waqqas said, ya Umar, go look at your own sister and brother-in-law. Then you worry about what you want to do. He took a U-turn. He went to his sister's place, Fatima bint Khattab. He went to his brother-in-law's place, Sa'id bin Zaid. Sa'id bin Zaid is from Ashara Mubashara. And he could hear something. The teacher was there. Who was the teacher? Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu anh. And he knocked the door. Khabbab radiallahu anh got a shock, he hid away. When they opened the door, in their fury and rage, he assaulted his brother-in-law, hit his sister. And what are you all doing? Because the anger was building up. Then he felt ashamed. That how low are you gone, Umar? Did you even beat up your sister? He said, okay, show me that page and that scroll you are reading. They said, la, we can never show you, you napak. Subhanallah. The lady's iman, Sayyida Fatima, the sister of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anh. What must I do? Go make ghusl, Umar. So he goes and make ghusl. And then he's told, okay, now you can read the scroll. What did he read? He read Surah Taha. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the oneness of Allah. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your supreme being. That's the time his heart is melting already. Allah Jalla Wala is going to bless him with hidayat. It's a Thursday like today. Now it's Laylatul Jumu'ah. Wednesday, the day before, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raised his Mubarak hands and made dua. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, give us strength, honor further by bringing Umar bin Khattab to our side or Amr bin Hisham. Umar became Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anhu arda, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and messengers alayhi salam. And Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. And in the battle of Badr, he's dispatched straight to Jahannam. Now listen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu comes. Where is Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Next to Safa, the first madrasa, Dar-e Arqam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching the students, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They could see Umar still with a sword in his hand. Ya Nabi Allah, oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar is coming and he has a sword. Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, leave him be. When he enters, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. This is the 60th of the Hijrah. He is the 40th person to enter into the fold of Islam. Sahaba in unison, in chorus, for the first time in the history of Islam, shouted and said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam comes down, brothers, open Mishkat Sharif, the manaqib and the virtues and merits of Sayyidina Umar, radiyallahu anhu warda, Ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not only a people here, the Sahaba, who are so elated and delighted. We in the skies are delighted. We also say Allahu Akbar. Today Umar embraced Islam. Imagine the rank, the status of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Go on, my brothers. What Umar radiallahu anhu used to say on the Farsh, Allah used to send from the Arsh. What Sayyidina Umar used to say and suggest on the land and sand, Allah Jalla wa Allah used to send from the heavens and skies. I give you one, two incidents. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf. He, Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us read Salat there by Maqam Ibrahim. For your information, Maqam Ibrahim kana mulasiqan bil bayt. It was attached to the Baytullah. Where you see it today, again we indebted to Sayyidina Umar. He brought it back to where it is now. Obviously that golden cover and that we see now was not there. But the place and position and location was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He said it is causing harm to the Ta'ifin people performing tawaf. So at that time, it was right attached to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. He, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Nabi Allah, let us read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I have to wait for revelation and wahi. Allah jalla wa la revealed the verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّىٰ, that you read Salat behind the station and Maqam Ibrahim, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam used that as a scaffolding to build the Kaaba Musharraf. See, Sayyidina Umar. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah writes in Itqan, more than 20 places what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala suggested. to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala revealed those verses like. So imagine Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke of Sayyidina Umar and said, Lokana nabiyyum ba'di lakana Umar. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, if it was based on intelligence and intellect, if there was a Nabi, if there was a Nabi after me, it should have been Umar radiallahu anhu. So intelligent he was. So the Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he brought about awwaliyat. So many things he brought about a system. You look at your pension system, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu introduced it. You look at your post office system, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala introduced it. So many we call this awwaliyat-e Umar. In Tirmidhi Sharif it is mentioned, a lady comes and says, Ya Nabi Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tomorrow I come and you have made parda from this world, you are no more physically in this temporary world, Ya Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who should we go to? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqtadu bihazayni min ba'di. You follow these two after me. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured and signaled to Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu warda, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. In his lifetime, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu already designated and said, the Khalifa after me will be Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Imagine this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who rules this ummah from the 13th year of the Hijrah, right up the 23rd year, the ending on the 1st of Muharram, 24 Hijrah, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala who becomes the Khalifa. What happens to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu at that time? We should know all this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is performing Fajr Salat. And Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, he complained to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu against Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu told him that, remember, your complaint is not really a valid complaint. So he took that as a grudge. And he said, no, I must get even. Lo and behold, remember that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu on the Musalla. And he, Fayruz Abu Lu' al-Majusi, comes with a dagger and he stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu while she's performing the imamat in Fajr Salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu falls down. The Salat continues. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma makes istikhlaf and continues with the Salat. After that, Sayyidina Umar asked that who is the person who stabbed me? They said it's Fayruz. He said, Alhamdulillah, he's not a Muslim person. He stayed alive a few days and then he formed the Shura, the consultative committee, and he said that you Talha radiallahu anhu, you Zubair radiallahu anhu, you Sayyidina Usman, you Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, you Abdurrahman bin Auf, all of you, six of you, will choose the next Khalifa. See how he set the precedent for humanity and posterity, that you choose the Khalifa with the Ahlu Shura, selected people whom Almighty Allah was already pleased with them from Ashara Mubashara. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased with them. Go open Bukhari Sharif and see Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an in his last stages, how the Ummah came to bid farewell to him. The men came and they made salam to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. The first person in the history of Islam to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen was none other than him, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And they knew now his last stages. And then remember the children came and people came to bid farewell. He passes away at the age of 63. Look at his ihtiyat and precaution. During his lifetime, he asked Mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Dili tamanna hai, it is my heart's desire. I must be buried next to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. But he told his son, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Oh Abdullah, after my demise, you go again, I'll ask Mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, That time when I requested, I was Amirul Mu'mineen. But now, it will be my demise. So go and ask. If she gives permission, then it's fine. Otherwise, you take me to Baqi. Lo and behold, our mother Siddiqa, she said that I wanted that place for myself, but a'thartuka ala nafsi. I give you preference, Umar, over myself. Imagine. And that is how Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda is buried. Do we know what is there, my brothers? Today people speak of Zoom. We have to Zoom. Let us Zoom and see. When we go and read Salat and Salam, by Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you see the green fence. When did the green fence come? So you must remember it came 550 years ago plus. So you must remember that it was in 888 Islamic Hijrah. Then you go further in and what will you find? Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. Do we even know these people's names? What contribution they made when the enemies, Allah forbid, dug the tunnel and they wanted to exhume the Mubarak Jasad Athar, the Mubarak body of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Then remember Sultan Nuruddin Zanki in Dimashq, he saw Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasalam told him, O Nuruddin, these are the people, you need to sort them out. That same night he left from Damascus and he came here to Madinah Munawwara, invited all the men, and lo and behold, he did not see them. He said, who else is left? He said, no, they are two pious people. You know, sometimes you have buzruks and sometimes you have bushkruks, you know what I'm saying? So these were bushkruks, you see? So he said, call them here. When he called, he said, these are the two same people I saw in the dream. He said, where do you live? He said, there. He said that the whole day they're making zikr, every day they just go a little bit to the cemetery graveyard. When he went and they started moving things around, then they found the tunnel there. So same time they were executed, they confessed to their crime, they were agents of the Christian faith and so forth and so on. So then Sultan Nuruddin Zanki built a steel structure around Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Qabr Mubarak. You go further in, then you find that Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah built a pentagon. Pentagon, five walls. So you must remember he was Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen from the year 99 to 101. So he said, I don't want to build the square, a replica of the Kaaba. So five walls. So first we have the green fence and then Sultan Qatibai. If you want the name of the green fence, the person, Sultan Qatibai. And then you go further in, is Sultan Nuruddin Zanki rahimahullah. Then you go further in, it is the wall, five sides, pentagon. By who? Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. We go further in, then is the Jidar-e-Mubarak of what Allah speaks about, Surah Hujurat, Surah 49, and that are the houses of the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat. The house of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. So there Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting. When we read salawat, Ya dakhil al-dar, salli ala al-nabiyy al-mukhtar. O Muslim, when you come by the master, you come in the house of Allah, read salawat upon Nabiyyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And next to the master, then he said, no, Bakr Siddiq. First the master, alayhi salam. And then by the feet Mubarak, Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. Then by the feet Mubarak of Sayyidina Bakr, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, radiallahu anhu. Why is he called Farooq? Because that day already, he said, Ya Nabi Allah, are we not alal haq? Alasna alal haq? He said, 100%. Ya Nabi Allah, you walk. And I will be one side. Hamza radiallahu anhu will be one side. Hamza radiallahu anhu embraced Islam 3 days before Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Now we want to see which enemy will come and tell us anything. When the Kuffar, the Quraysh saw this, they knew that time is up. Now finish. We have lost everything. The greatness of their warriors and soldiers have become Muslim. One became Amirul Mu'mineen, one became Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. The lesson I want to share with you, my brothers, my sisters, my beloved children, did we ever read two rakat salat? Read tonight on this Mubarak blessed night. Ya Allah, I'm reading this 2 rakat salat for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een. How they diced with death. How they gave their lives for Islam. And remember that Sayyidina Umar, when the A'rabi Akhbari Umar written by Tantawi rahimahullah, I'll just give it to you one incident that will help you in life. So one day an A'rabi, a Bedouin came. And remember what he said. He came to the door of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's house. Sayyidina Umar saw him with the corner of his eye. He took a U-turn, he went away. Sayyidina Umar told a person, called that person, he came and he went away. A'rabi is a Bedouin, so they called him. He said, you came to my house and then you went away. What happened? He said, just leave it, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, no, I'm Amir al-Mu'mineen. I insist, please tell me. He said, no, Amir al-Mu'mineen, you insisting, so I have to tell you. He said, I told my wife few words and she told me several paragraphs. You know our woman? Sometimes they will give us our history, geography and biology. So you must remember this time. So you must So when I came to complain here, I heard your wife shouting, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen. So I said, what is he going to help me? We're both sitting in the same boat. So Sayyidina Umar, see the genius. He said, whatever the brother's name, Arabi, who is cooking your food? He said, my wife. Who is looking after your children? He said, my wife. Who is cleaning your house? He said, my wife. Who is looking after your valuables? Your wife. When your clothes get torn, who's stitching? He said, wife. He said, subhanallah. One lady, she got 4, 5, 6 portfolios. So sometimes, give them that opportunity, okay, they must speak whatever they want to also. You see? He diffused the potentially explosive situation. If it's me and you, we will add more fire to it. So, see, said Umar. So he made that Arabi person lesson. So all of us should learn in that. So read at least 2 rakat salat tomorrow, but next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also will be there that we receive the shafa'ah, the intercession of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma zukna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'ah, the intercession of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second part, we said we'll discuss the imams. You got 4 schools of jurisprudence. According to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, last night we discussed Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. Today we discuss Al-Imam al-Shafi'i. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah is born in the year 150. The same day Imam Abu Hanifa passes away in Iraq. That same day Imam Shafi'i is born, day in Gaza. You say Gaza, that's how the Westerners pronounce it. In Islamic terminology, Gaza. What is Gaza, my brothers? Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great-grandfather Hashim is buried in Gaza. Who was born in Gaza? A wulida al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris. He was born, you must remember, in Gaza in Palestine. Lo and behold, his father passes away. He's a young little boy. He's yatim, but his mother takes him. And he leaves and they go now, what family members? To Makkah Mukarramah. Making hijrah from Palestine, Gaza, and in Makkah. Today, my brothers, we know our history in South Africa. You must learn this. Who was one of the greatest teachers of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in his formative years? It was Muslim bin Ibrahim Azanji, an African teacher, taught Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Who taught Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah? Kana a'lam al-nas bimanasik al-hajj. Atta bin Abi Rabah. When Atta used to sit in Makkah and deliver lectures, not one person would move away. He was the greatest scholar, African person, dark in complexion, but he used to teach the people the manasik, the rules of Hajj and so forth. Imam Shafi grows up in Makkah Mukarramah. What does he do, my brothers? Every day he's drinking zamzam. When we ask Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, which dua you made? We never met Shafi'i, we read his books. So Imam Shafi'i taught us Muhammad bin Idris, when I used to drink zamzam, I used to make dua, Ya Allah, Jalla wa la, grant me ilmun wafir, grant me profound knowledge, Ya Allah. What knowledge? He celebrated Shudan. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was asked, tell us about your teacher, O Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he is the teacher of Imam Bukhari. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is the student of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. So he said, Ash-Shafi'i kashamsi lid-dunya. When you see the sun rising and it's a beautiful day and you are in Durban on top of it, the beach is here by you. So, and you the Indian and admiring the Indian Ocean. So he said that how the sun illuminated the world. Imam Shafi'i illuminated the world with his knowledge. Today for me personally, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Before Zuhur, I went to meet my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. My way I became Hafiz. We must never forget our teachers. Remember that. And before Maghrib, I contacted my beloved Ustad in Pakistan, Hazrat Mufti Rizaw al-Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah. And we spoke and so forth. And I told him, Hazrat, we got program. He said, he'll make special dua. See, keep contact. So what happens? So he, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, used to make dua, drink zamzam. Second dua, Ya Allah, make me a Rami. Today, if you speak of Rami to the people, they think of playing cards. You know the old people, they used to play Rami, one card game. Rami means that make me a master archer. The love of Sunnah of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He states himself, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he states that when I used to shoot, 9 times out of 10, I used to hit the target. The barakah of Zamzam water. The love of Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third dua he made, Ya Allah, grant me Jannatul Firdaus. Imagine. Then Imam Shafi'i rahimullah comes in and out of Baghdad, of Iraq. And subhanallah, thousands of students are benefiting from him. And then in the year 199, he bids farewell to Baghdad and Iraq. And now he migrates to Egypt and Cairo. So the people are crying. The people are weeping. They say, oh Shafi'i, you're leaving us. Who must we go to? See what he says regarding his celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. That I left him for you. And he is afqah wa a'lam wa atqa. So he is the person, the greatest jurist of your time here. He is the person who has the greatest taqwa and piety, and he will teach you the deen of Islam. See. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah goes to Egypt. Those of you who study Shafi'i fiqh, you will know the people call al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah sahibul qawlain. That he passed 2 fatwas on many issues. Why? This is what the fuqaha, the jurors do. Whenever they found the truth, they embraced the truth. So when he went to Egypt, he found so many other ahadith. So his old verdict, Qawli Qadim, he withdrew and retracted it. And then he passed the new fatwa, his Qawli Jadid. So from 199 to 204, he was there in Cairo and Egypt. And then he passes away there in Cairo. Subhanallah. We went to all their graves, mashallah, all for imams. So Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah remembered thousands of people came for his Salatul Janaza for you. Knowledge is such, his one sheikha, one lady taught him some ahadith, some laws of Islam. So she said, give me opportunity, sheikha Nafisa. So they brought Imam Shafi'i's Mubarak body to her. And she also read Salatul Janaza. And the ladies, the Shafi'is, they allow all. So you must remember that they read Janaza. Then the men, they would read Salatul Janaza. Imagine. How Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, now we ask, you must remember, what else did he do? So he was the first person to compile a book on Usulul Fiqh, on the principles of jurisprudence known as Ar-Risala. So Gastadi, Imam Shafi, born in 150, passes away 204, just 54 years, but leaves an indelible mark. Our Mu'ana A.R. Khan, Hafidahullah, he introduced me. So geography, history, sab suna diya. You understood? So there, Jazakallah khair, ye bas husne zan hai, muhabbat ki baatein hai. Otherwise we non-entities. You must study about these people. What great personalities they were, al-Imam al-Shafi'i. We spoke about Durood Sharif. We went to ask Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, which Durood Sharif you read? So what did he say? He says, I read this Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama dhakarahu dhakirun. Ya Allah, I read salawat, salutations upon Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time the people make zikr of you, I make dua salawat and durud sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad kullama ghafala an zikrihi al-ghafilun. Ya Allah, every time the people are unmindful about the zikr, I still read durud sharif upon Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amen. So they had the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for Ahlul Bayt, the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Imam Shafi'i, my young brothers, students, remember that he came to his teacher. If you got the book called Diwanu Shafi, he was a linguist par excellence of the Arabic language. So he came to his teacher and he said, "Oh Ustadji, that my memory is getting so weak, you youngsters. You say my door is cut you. I am forgetting." Shakautu ila waki in su'a hifzi. I went to my teacher, Waki bin Jarrah, and I told him, "Oh Ustadji, that my memory is failing, is getting weaker and weaker." Shakautu ila waki in su'a hifzi. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. He told me, "Oh Muhammad bin Idris, a Shafi'i, stay away from vices and sins." فَإِنَّ الْإِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ. That this knowledge of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah is radiance and effulgence from Almighty Allah. And Allah, وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْطَى لِعَاصِي. And people who continue with vices and sins, Allah doesn't give them knowledge, Allah deprives them of this knowledge. So he stayed away. Very little sins, obviously. But from that also they stayed away and they dedicated their whole life, you must remember, to Deenul Islam. Today there is no person on this earth who can become a true scholar and you don't read the works of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Whether it be Kitabul whether it be Ar-Risala, whether it be Musnadu Shafi'i and all the books and all that he wrote or his students wrote. Go read the books of Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. That Allama Nawawi who lived for 45 years old. But today Allah ne chamkadiya, Riyadu Salihin, wherever you go, people are learning it, reading it, by hearting it. See, he's one of the greatest students of the Shafi'i school, not directly of Imam Shafi'i. And he only lived 45 years. Then we come to the Awliyaullah. So remember, tonight we discuss Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah. Do we know who's Hazrat Malik bin Dinar? His father was a slave. He was emancipated, liberated, and remember he gave tarbiyah, trained his son and so forth and so on. I'll share with you three incidents. One day, Hazrat Malik rahimahullah is in a boat, in a ship, and they're traveling. So now in deep sea, they came around, so they say, "Pay your fare, pay." He said, "I don't have the money to pay." The sailors assaulted him and beat him up. And then again they were going further, further. Some others came, "Pay your money." "No money." They go furious now. "You can't travel free of charge." Then the third time they came and they picked him up and they were to cast him into the ocean, into the sea. Lo and behold, Malik bin Dinar. They saw the fishes came around the boat and they all are bringing gold coins, dinars. "Leave him alone, we will give the dinar on behalf of Malik rahimahullah." That is Malik, that's why it's called Malik bin Dinar. Brothers, understand this, that when you become the wali of Allah, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. When you bring quality of taqwa through piety, Allah becomes your direct teacher. He, Malik bin Dinar, in Arabic you need to understand, dinar. Man athara deenahu ala dunya. Whosoever gives preference to his deen over dunya, then Allah will give him dinar and dinar. Allah will bring the dunya at your feet. But when we may do the opposite, like how we are doing, the money is sweeter than honey, then you must remember what we did. Man athara dunyahu ala deenihi, who gave preference to his dunya over his deen, then falahu an-nar. Dinar is the gold coins and nar is the fire. So the choice is ours, my brothers. So when we went to ask Imam Malik bin Dinar, Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah, tell us how you return, you obtain and achieve these high ranks. He said, Meri to zindagi ye hai. I was in Damascus, there's a big Umayyad Masjid there. If those of you who went, you will know, is known as the Umayyad Masjid. He said, for 1 year I should make lot of ibadat. But that ibadat was not khalisatan liwajihil kareem. It was not 100% for Allah. I wanted to impress people. So they can make me the imam of this masjid. Make me the khatib and the person. So kuch bhi nahi hua. Then the one night I cried. I begged Allah, Ya Allah, I'm changing my intention only solely for you, Ya Allah. So he cried and he wept and so forth. Then, lo and behold, that the people came after that one night and said, O Malik, we discussed the issue and we want you must be in charge of the masjid. He said, now I don't want to be in charge of the masjid. Allah's muhabbat has entered and saturated my heart now. So now I will discipline myself and do everything, not for the people's sake, but for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is how he obtained this great rank. Imagine this. One night ibadat. The problem with us is, the heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. Our heart is filled, you must remember, with malice, rancor and hatred. On this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah, so learn this dua of the Quran Sharif, my brothers, sisters and beloved children and listeners. Surah chapter 59, verse number 10. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse number 10, in the 28 Juz of the Noble Quran. What a beautiful, comprehensive dua for our deceased and for those who are alive as well. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. And those who are alive, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place that malice, that rancor. دِلْ مَكُدُورَةِ نَوْهُ. In Urdu, if you understand. So remove that kudurat, remove that malice, rancor, hatred. Two brothers not speaking to one, we turn our faces away. People want to make salam, we start abusing them. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh, our beloved Allah, you are the most compassionate, very, very merciful. When we ask Malik bin Dinar, how come you reached this stage? He said, for 20 years, I wanted to control my desires. My desires must not become ghalib, must not become that such I become the slave of my desires. I must become the slave of Allah. For 20 years I never ate meat. I would live on vegetables and so forth. Obviously to eat meat is permissible provided that it's halal, but they've disciplined themselves so they don't become slave of their desires. I leave this message to you tonight, my brothers and sisters. The holiday season is here with us. Where will we be during this holiday? You think about it. Where will our children be? So we want to practice more and more on our desires. We want to fulfill. I want to go here, I want to go there, I want to go there. Just to fulfill our desires. No. In Islam, the more we suppress our desires, then remember, the more we become Abdullah, the true slave of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala instill and infuse within us the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi Alayhi Salam, the honorable wives and household of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the Sahaba Radiallahu Anhum, and the love of the Khasane Khuda, the Awliyaullah. Read about them. Ibn Jawzi Rahimahullah was a great scholar, you must remember. Tomorrow night, inshallah, I'll have tomorrow Jummah, we in Avondale, and at night in the Sufi Masjid. So in the Sufi Masjid, I'll speak about Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Pirani Pir Rahimahullah. When Ibn Jawzi came, then he used to object, this. When he realized who is Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, then he said, I must learn about Awliyaullah. then the heart will become tender, and the heart will then turn towards Almighty Allah. Our hearts today, you got smart cars here outside, so park lights, dim lights, bright lights, intelligent lights, fog lights, you know, today 101. So these lights of ours are also half in sakarat, park lights. So we must increase it to dim, and then bright, and then fog, and then intelligent lights. The iman has to increase. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala infuse this love within us and make our khatima on iman, and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam intercede for us. We have to stop now because the radio stations have to continue. Maulana Arafat will continue this program after the dua inshallah. So let us make a dua. My brothers, the Haramain Sharifain is in big danger. Masjid al-Aqsa is in big danger. Our masajid, remember, make special dua. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect our ulama, our masajid, and everybody who's doing work for the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and always cry to Allah, Ya Allah, our flowers, our children, keep them on the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group. We thank our Mawla Mubarak Khan, the Imam, is a Mubarak person, make qadr of him. And our Mawana A.R. Khan, Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you, all the ulama, all you the trustees, Allah Jalla wa Ala accept all of you. And mashallah, I feel very at home here in Masjid Iqbaliya. So Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat, and Allah Ta'ala accept all of us. We make a short dua inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا فتاح يا فتاح اللهم افتح مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا ستار يا ستار اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روآتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين